Well, Wayne, another tough game. You're out of the FA Cup.
Yeah, we are. Out of the FA Cup. Very, very disappointing.
You came here really as favourites, although the away side, 0-0 at half-time would have been OK, but you lost a man just before half-time.
Yeah, I think that was a turning point of the game. We were in control of the game, wasn't really troubled at all, as you can probably see, but you know, we had two or three chances, then mate, goalkeepers made an excellent save, then we get a man sent off and it changes the game.
What was your view of the sending off?
I didn't see it. I honestly didn't see it, but he sent him off and you know, we've been let down.
Half time though, you had to regroup, and still really the experience you've got, the players you've got, you must have been thinking you can still win this.
Well, Murph went free, had a chance at 0-0, and you know that could have made 1-0, and it would have been potentially the difference, but it wasn't.
They took the lead 1-0. Yeah, you could have come back from that, but then another penalty conceded.
Yeah, I don't know how many penalties we've conceded now. Another individual error, and you know we've conceded. I'm speechless if I'm being honest with you.
It's really tough when you see your team going down and out of the FA Cup when a cup run would have maybe got the club on the up.
This, you know, a cup run would mean everything to this football club. You know, from a financial point, you know, people know that we have, our finances are tight, our resources are tight, and a cup run would have been really, really good for this football club. And we were looking to progress with a home tie in the second round, but we haven't done that, and Southport have beaten us 2-0, and we came short this evening.
52 travelling fans, it's great to see the loyal fans there. Not happy at the end though?
Absolutely, I wouldn't be happy either. Why would you be happy? You've travelled all this way, you've spent all that money, why would they be happy? You know, I tried to go over to them and have a chat of them at the end, because you know I feel their frustration, I do, but you know I'm not trying to justify it because we've been beaten, but you know we've had a man sent off, we're not in any danger up until that point, and then you know it's changed the complexion of the game, and I'm you know I can understand their frustration, I can understand their anger, I can.
What can you do to put it right on Saturday?
We've got to win. We have to win football matches, you know. This board have been absolutely fantastic and supportive towards me. They have been over the years to all the managers that have been here, but I'm here to win football matches and I have to do that. You know, let's not forget that, you know, okay, we are third from bottom, but that probably reflects where financially our budget is, if I'm being honest with you. So, you know, we overachieved last year. Let's not lose sight of that fact, but you know we don't want to be in that position, because it's not a nice position to be in, and nor do the fans, nor do the players, nor do the board, nor do the staff, nor does anyone. And the only thing we can do is pick ourselves up and go again.
You say the board have been supportive. Have there been any discussions with the board about the situation that Daggers are in?
No, I haven't. You know, I haven't had any discussions with them at all. They haven't indicated to me in any way, shape or form. You know, I think people really sometimes need to see the bigger picture and see where we're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, Daggers, as you said, they're not a second club. They've supported managers over the years. There've been peaks and troughs. At the moment, it's a pretty big trough, I guess.
Yeah, it is, of course. You know, people work tirelessly at this football club, and you know, we have continued to work tirelessly. It hasn't worked tonight. We're all bitterly disappointed. You know, everyone's got a five-hour coach journey and back home. And, you know, they've want to put their anger towards someone, and that's me. And rightly so, because I'm the manager, I pick the team. So, you know, I have to get on with it. We are in a trough, as you say, but we have to pick ourselves out of it.
So, going back to Saturday then, you've got to win at home. That's what you're looking for. It needs to be... And it'll change everything, won't it? Just one home victory, because the home form has been very poor.
It's been horrendous, Stuart. It's not been good at all. And if we continue in the same vein, you know, we're going to be in danger of being, you know, further down the table. So we have to change it around very, very quickly. And the only people that can do that is the players and the staff. And you know, if we don't, you know, changes will have to be made.